President of the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods. Bradley, what are you hearing from people within your industry?
Morning, Jenna. Look, there's certainly a mixed response to how the economy is performing at the moment.
Right.
Regional WA is performing well in terms of tourism. There's a lot of West Australians that are travelling, holidaying at home, getting out and seeing parts of the state they've never seen before. Suburban hotels, pubs, restaurants are doing very well. West Australians are certainly wanting to enjoy life at the moment and the privileges that we have. Mm-hmm. Inner city, probably a little less so because not as many people have returned to work in the city as we would have hoped so. Accommodation hotels throughout the state are doing well, except in Perth metropolitan area.
Right.
Of course, they're suffering because there's no meetings, conferences, international travel, interstate travel, business travel. We don't have tourists coming from interstate. So apart from the COVID quarantine hotels, many others are suffering immeasurably because they can't have their staff return to work because there's just no accommodation demand. So we're trying to stimulate staycations. The state government has supported a range of campaigns through Tourism WA to have people look at experiences and staycations in the city. So I think the answer to your question, it's a very mixed bag of outcomes and results.
Right. So I guess we heard last week and then into this week that stage four is probably going to be here for the foreseeable future. What does that mean for the traditional holiday period? I know a lot of us like to go and enjoy some long lunches and some even longer after work drinks in the city in December and into January. What are your charges sort of saying about that if stage four does remain until then?
Well, the key thing, the difference between stage four and five is the requirement that venues have basically around 50% capacity,
right,
1 in 2 square metres.
Yeah.
That means that they're not able to have as many patrons as they would have.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the frustrating thing with that is in the lead up to Christmas, it's going to mean there's potentially not as much space or availability as what there would have been. But also there's not going to be the same level of Christmas work and employment opportunities as there would have been for people that normally had that casual work coming up over the Christmas period. Now, December, January, February is a really critical time for the hospitality industry. A lot of businesses make all of their money throughout the year in the Christmas summer period.
Mm-hmm.
And the winter period is quite often a loss-making period. So there is a real concern that we have that we need to look at how we can find a way of understanding the government's need to have a COVID-safe environment that is not excessively vulnerable to risk if there is an outbreak, but at the same time, enabling employment, enabling West Australians to be able to go to their favourite venues and still be able to enjoy them.
You guys, especially at the AHA, have been so versatile and so malleable, and you've really been so proactive in ensuring that small businesses in the hospitality industry have been able to pivot really quickly to ensure that there's safety procedures in place as adhered to by government regulations. Is it frustrating at this point in time, given that we've come so far?
Look, it is. It's extremely frustrating, and you know, there's a lot of businesses that, you know, for instance, this weekend, there was without naming venues, but up in the northern suburbs, there was a festival planned on Saturday because the venue thought that we were going to the phase five, that would have meant that they can have an annual festival that they do, but unfortunately, because of the changes, they've had to call it off. And so I think for some businesses, there's limitations there that are causing them economic and frustration. I think the important thing here, though, is Gemma, that we can't just throw out the window concern around safety and health. And that's clearly evident by what happened late last week in terms of the ship that came into Fremantle, the individuals that left the ship and potentially, whilst luckily, thank goodness, they were not COVID positive, and other crew members were, there is a high risk. And I think the state government's in a very difficult position of trying to balance good public health and safety together with the economic needs of the industry as well. So, you know, we're not in a position to say that we want to throw the rule books out the window, but we've got to continually change and adapt and look at ways in which we can find, you know, we're talking about stage five, but maybe there's a stage 4.5 that enables industry to be able to pivot and move to Christmas without necessarily removing all of the restrictions as well. And those are issues that we're exploring at the moment.
What would some of the, what would some of that involve?
Well, I think we're talking about issues like density, and we're talking about the number of people that are allowed within venues. We saw on Monday how the government's allowing theatres and auditoriums and places that are showing arts and entertainment shows an increased density and more patrons. So there is flexibility there, and what we would be probably looking at is ways in which venues, particularly over the Christmas period, can better accommodate the needs of patrons in the Christmas New Year period. And I think that means potentially having a higher density. It may be instead of 1 in 2 square metres, we find a different way of identifying a formula so that restaurants can be open and they can be identifying and providing more seating and more patrons, but doing it in a COVID-safe way, which we've got to continue to do. We can't ignore that. But just ways to provide better flexibility so that the public's needs and that of the industry to potentially employ more people over the Christmas New Year period is critical. And what we always see every year is that there's a spike in employment over Christmas New Year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need that casual part-time employment in order to be able to, you know, buy Christmas presents, be able to pay off those extra bills. And what we don't want to see is that not happening because we haven't been able to provide the occupancy or the numbers that are required.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like with everything that we want to see change, we can't just rely on government and politicians to make the changes. We in the community have to really lean in and pull, lift our heavy weight. What would you like to see punters and patrons doing when they're out and about socialising? Because, you know, you go out and you go to dinner and you go to pubs and you go to cafes, not a lot of people are social distancing and using all that hand sanitizer. What do you encourage the West Australian public to do when they're patronising venues around Perth and WA?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. We can't become complacent about COVID-19. If there is an outbreak within the community, we've got to ensure that everyone is still practicing good, safe social distancing. It's about using hand sanitizer. It's about maintaining distancing where we can. I think, you know, one of the things that was very frustrating during the weekend, this 20,000 person festival, giant sort of large gatherings of young people that were, there was no social distancing going on.
No.
And if there was an outbreak in that environment, and you had one person engaging in an environment like that, we would have had a catastrophic situation. And I think some of these large outdoor events still need to have some appropriate levels of control before we go to the full-blown version of having 20,000 young people all in mosh pits basically on top of each other without any form of social control or distancing.
Yeah.
When we're out and about, we've got to maintain that distancing. We've got to have venues providing the signage to show what is appropriate and what is not. There's got to be a continual awareness about just the practices we had back in March and April and May can't be ignored. If we don't continue to practice that and listen to the advice of the Chief Health Officer, we are going to end up potentially going back to stage 3 or stage 2.
Well,
we've seen in Europe what's happened in the last couple of weeks, particularly, Jenna, France over the weekend. 30,000 new cases on Saturday, 34,000 cases on Friday in France alone, and 32,000, 30,000, nearly 100,000 cases just in 3 days alone in France is a horrific number.
And even closer to home though, Bradley, you just have to look what's happening with the hospitality industry in Melbourne and wider Victoria. They are absolutely on their knees. families because some people didn't adhere to all the advice moving forward. And the good thing is that they, at least the government here, are listening to people like yourself in a way to open safely. So I guess it is just a bit of a wake-up call. And the horrible irony is that in those mosh pits on the weekend, everyone was watching press conferences by Daniel Andrews. It just blows your mind.
It's just a totally surreal scenario, isn't it, that we would never have thought we were in. I think we're very fortunate and very lucky to live in one of the safest parts of the world, but that is a fragile bubble that we live within. And, you know, obviously our accommodation industry in the middle of Perth is really suffering at the moment. There's probably 10,000 people that have not been able to go back to work because those accommodation hotels don't have functions, they don't have banquets, they don't have conferences, they don't have meetings, exhibitions are not happening because we don't have the interstate trade. And so if there's going to be a sacrifice given in order for protection of the state with this hard bubble, we've got to see some other benefits on the other side. And that means all of us playing a part to make sure we're safe, but also trying to find better flexibility.
Absolutely. President of the Australian Hotels Association, Bradley Woods, thank you so very much for all your work and thanks for your time on The West Live.